Hey, everybody. This is Vicki Kelly's podcast from her website, VickiKelly.com. We are so glad that you're listening in. Today, we're going to talk to the author, the world-famous, world-renowned Vicki Kelly. Vicki, how you doing, sister?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing good, doing good. I'm excited to talk to you about book number two of the trilogy, and I want to start by saying you are a genius. How you develop these characters in book one and book two was nothing short of genius. And those twins, boy, oh my God, they were
right.
Kind of like Cain and Abel.
Something like that. Yeah, it's pretty heavy and pretty deep and kind of, my husband said it was a tearjerker, the second book.
Yeah, it was, amongst other things. It took you on a roller coaster of emotions. So
yes,
I want to give you credit for that. It draws you in. And it's interesting, I didn't realize what a nation Kush was, but you nailed it. So anyway, let's get started. What I'd like to ask you first off is tell us about book number two, A City in the Sand, The Lost Years.
Okay, well, first I have to tell you just a little bit about book one before I go into book two so that it makes sense. So
okay.
Like I said in the first podcast, City in the Sand is about a modern-day retired widow. She's 65 years old. Her name is Lynn Williams. And she lives in a beach community on Fripp Island in South Carolina. And one day, you know, she's walking home from the Whole Foods store, crossing the street, and she almost gets hit by a car. And the guy who saves her miraculously is a young guy by the name of Akin. And she's kind of like, wow, this guy's good looking. He could maybe meet my daughter. That's what moms think, you know. But he ends up showing up at various places that she goes to, the library, her walks on the beach. He just starts showing up. Now she's starting to think that something's up. And so she ends up, and he tells her that she is a reincarnated Queen Amenatore from Kush, and he was the captain of her army and her lover. And he has been following her for over 2,000 years, waiting for her to be reborn to him. Well, if that wasn't enough, and that wasn't overwhelming for her. The problem is he's got a twin brother named Akil, and Akil was also in love with her, and Akil has followed Akin through time because he still wants the queen, even if she's reincarnated, and if he can't have her, neither can his brother. So I say that to round it up to City in the Sand, The Lost Years. This goes back 2,000 years, and it talks about Amenatore, Akin, and Akil, and the love triangle and where it all started back in Kush. And it goes into a lot more detail about various family members, close friends, and associates, and how they were all tied in with their story.
Outstanding. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying that, and that's what book two is about. And like I said, my husband had tears in his eyes reading. He said, this is so heavy. Where do you get this from? I'm like, hey, it's just divine. That's all I can say. It's divine.
I'll tell you, because as I was reading, especially book two, I'm like, where in the world? I mean, how good grief. You must have went to sleep one night and had all these dreams and woke up and wrote them down, because it's actually incredible. And I'm going to tell you what it reminds me of. Your ability to start where you started in book one and then go all the way back in book two to bring us up to date was like the Godfather trilogies, where you had the Godfather 1 and Godfather 2, where Godfather 2 actually went back and filled in the blanks. And you did an excellent job of going back in the lost years to fill in the blanks. That was really good.
Thank you.
Very
Thank
good.
You. And
how,
like
how,
I said,
go ahead.
I
how
said,
books
it's just well, I mean, you know, there was a lull because of, you know, the pandemic, et cetera. But,
yeah.
You know, they're still selling. Yeah. But, you know, believe it or not, the biggest thing for me was this was my dream to write these books. So always said, if I didn't sell anything, the fact that I was able to do it was a blessing and my dream that I always wanted to do.
Amen. And I want to tell anybody listening back to the podcast, run, don't walk, to get these two books. And make sure you get them as soon as possible so you'll be ready for the third book, which brings me to my next question. What's the name of the third book, and is this the last of that series?
Yes, this is the last, and the name of this, the last one is A City in the Sand, The Beginning. And what this one does is goes back another generation, and it really talks about, it's still on prehistoric Kush, you know, and it's talking about the parents of Akin and Akil and where the parents come from and their backstory and how they get together and how they come to get together and how the twins are born and how Amanda Torrey is in the picture even as a child.
Wow. Well, now I want to ask you just a kind of a pop question. Can you tell our listeners just a little about the nation of Kush?
Well, it was a powerful nation, very powerful. And it's just been recently, like, unearthed, I want to say the last 20, maybe 20, 25 years, don't quote me, because I do have some links on my site to read. They call them the Black Pharaohs. And, again, they were just recently unearthed, and it just started coming out with National Geographic and all the science channels and the history channels. And they start digging. They found out that Kush was a very, very strong nation. They had overrun Egypt for over 100 years before they were, you know, dethroned by another, you know, all constant wars. But I would advise any and everybody, if you want to know the history of Kush, just Google it. And it's all out there, because since it was all unearthed, and been now it's been written and it's online, and you know, you can pull it up on the internet, and like I said, on all these National Geographic or the History Channel, they have all this information, and it's just amazing what they've been able to unearth. And I've had so many people that have read my book contact me, and these are people who did not look like me. They were from other cultures, and they said, oh, my God, thank you so much. I never knew about Kush, but because of your books, I read it, and now I want to start doing research on Kush.
Now, you know, it's interesting, and this is the truth. I had never, ever heard of Kush. I mean, for all I know, it could have been a sandwich or something until your books came out. And I did just what you said. I Googled, and it was like an eye-opening experience. And the more I Googled, the more I wanted to learn and more I wanted to know. And it was almost as if it was a made-up nation of superheroes like Wakanda. But
Exactly true.
There's a real-life Wakanda. People say, well, Wakanda wasn't real. Well, Kush was. So you need to do your research on Kush.
And they had some strong warrior queens in Kush, too. And they're all listed right there on the internet. So it's not hard if, you know, it's not like people have to run out to a library to find this stuff out. You just go on the internet, and it's right there. And they've got all the names of these warrior queens. And that's why Amanda Torrey was a real warrior queen. That's where I pulled that from. And so,
you know,
yeah.
It's almost a tragedy how much history we don't know about. And, you know, it's almost a tragedy that Kush and the nation of Kush isn't at least exposed somewhat in our school system.
But, you know, things are changing. And the reason I say things are changing is because the special I was looking at, well, Kush is actually modern-day Sudan.
Okay.
So that, you know, and that's also on the link. And, you know, a lot of the people from Sudan, they didn't think that Kush was that important until all the historians and archaeologists went over there and started digging around and finding stuff. And they're like, oh, yeah, we heard of this, you know, through our ancestors and parents and grandparents. But we didn't think it. That, you know, these are people that are modern. They're the descendants of the Kush people. And they didn't think it was a big deal. And that's because it was so buried. And, you know, of course, with all history, a lot of things, whoever's telling the narrative swings which way they want it to go. But now, thank God, the truth is coming out about so many different cultures of color.
I totally agree. And, you know, I think it's important because when we look at our ancestors, we seldom, we're led to believe that all they did was run around naked and hunt zebra. But these were actually educated architects and different things like that, and warriors and government officials and things like that. And your book exposes that that curiosity to look, want to learn more about Kush. So I commend you for that.
Thank you. And, you know, further in my research, you know, I found out they had all the many precious jewels and you know, all the different wares, you know, that Egypt wanted. And Kush was the, like, middle. They had to buy all these wares, like, you know, certain jewels, fabrics. They had to buy it from Kush, and that's what made Kush so wealthy, because they had the monopoly on all these things that made all these other countries, you know, and other cities rich.
Right, right.
And they became rich as well, yeah.
Now, when does book three come out?
Well, I'm, like I said, draft one is almost done. I'm literally 10 pages from being done. And then what I do, here's my plan. It's not like I've done this before. Once I finish this first draft of the last book, I'm going to go back to the first book and reread it. And then I'm going to break out my tissues, and I'm going to reread the second book to make sure everything lines up. Since it's going, like you said, it's going backwards. The books are really like 3, 2, 1. You know?
Right. Yeah, you know, it's funny. A good book, you'll hate for it to end, and because you become so intimate with the
right.
characters in the book. And that's the way your books have been. It's like, oh, man, you know, it's like it's over with. It's like the journey's over. And then I think, well, heck, she's got another one coming out, so I'm waiting for,
right.
I'm waiting with bated breath for number three.
Exactly. So this last book, I'm going to shoot for, like, hopefully, I want to submit my manuscript in January, which would put it out about maybe March. And that's the plan, and that will be the last book of the City in the Sand series. And then I'm going to wait about, 3 to 6 months, because, again, divine intervention. I wrote a story back in 2004 that I actually lost, and then I found it again, and most of it was in my mind, and I rewrote it Thanksgiving week of 2020, and that's the one that's going to come out in, like, the spring of 2022. So,
okay. All right.
And it's going to be just as good. It's going to be just as good, and it's going to be a two-book series.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll be first in line for sure.
Thank you.
Tell us, where can we review purchase options for your books at this point?
Okay. Well, my website, of course, is VickiKelly.com. That's that. My website has the Book Baby link and the Amazon link, and you can access, you can buy the books either way from there. Or if you decide you want a autographed copy of the book, you can just email me. I've got an email address that's on my website, and I will, you know, and I will explain how to get an autographed copy of the book from me. And so that's how you can get it.
Great. So one final question. It sounds like this has all been a lot of hard work, but I can tell that it was a labor of love, because I can feel your passion and your intellect and sensuality, if I may, in the
yeah.
book. How has your writing journey been so far?
Actually, you know, I had to... My mentor is my sister. Her name is Linda. She's even a character in the books. And she always says, you're going too fast. Slow down and smell the roses. You have been touched by God. You have written two books in less than 6 months. Slow down and enjoy the ride. Because actually, November the 3rd will be the 1 year anniversary of the first book, which is next month. And I didn't even realize it, because to me, time, I'm thinking it's like, time is flying. She's like, no, you haven't even hit the anniversary of your first book yet. And I said, well, that's true. So I have forced myself to slow down and enjoy the journey, smell the roses, and take my time with this third book because I could have had it done like 3 or 4 months ago because of the pandemic. I work from home, but I said, nope, just enjoy this, Vicki. Enjoy it, because when people ask you how you wrote it, all I can say is divine, is providence, is God, because this book hit me hard and fast, and I just wrote for a steady 45 days like a crazy person. I literally did that, and that was the first two books. And then I realized that I still had stuff coming, and I kept writing, and that is how the third book started.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, I hope that inspiration never leaves, because I am truly enjoying the author, Vicki Kelly. In conclusion, is there anything that I didn't cover that you would like for the listeners and fans to know about your projects or about you or about your journey?
I would just say that if you, you know, I send out a monthly newsletter just to tell people, you know, how I, you know, hope everybody's being safe and taking care of themselves. And just to give people, this is what's going on my latest, you know, this month. And so that's also on the email address that's on the website. If anybody wants to be added to the monthly newsletter, that's one way. Or like I said, you can email me, and the books are literally in like 28 different countries besides the U.S. It's just crazy. And it's just mind blowing when I go back and look, and it's like, thank God. And I'm just so happy. It's a wonderful blessing. If anybody has any questions, again, they know how to contact me with my Facebook author page, or like I said, the email address, or, you know, it's just easy to contact me. You know, it's not really that hard. If they have any questions, and, you know, I'm willing to give any advice to anybody who's, you know, trying to write a book. I just went through a book of poems that a guy that worked with my husband, he created some poems, and he wanted me to review it and revise some things. And he is from Nigeria. And so I went through everything for him, and just because I want everybody to win, you know, I want everybody who's trying to do this to win. So I revised some things for him and sent it back to him for his draft so he'll know what to do. But like I said, if anybody has any questions, there's a, you know, my email address is on my website, and they can reach out and ask me or be put on the monthly newsletter or just keep up with the website, because you and your team, Chucky, take great care of me with my website and my Facebook author page and the IG and everything. So I'm good. Everybody's good. And God's looking out for all of us.
Amen. Amen. Well, I can't wait till we get the podcast on book number 3. So we'll start scheduling and rescheduling that podcast as well. And okay. I'm looking forward to it. And I appreciate you sharing your time and talents with the world and with us here on your website, VickiKelly.com. So in conclusion, I would encourage everybody to go to VickiKelly.com to find out more about this wonderful, brilliant author. And until we meet again, may God richly bless you.
Thank you.
See you later,
have a good day.
All righty.